Proclamation number 4858 of 14th of March, 1950. Knowledge of plan of salvation from eternity. Right servants. To be initiated into my plan of salvation from eternity is the privilege of those who want to work for me and my kingdom. But this does not always mean that everyone is a servant of God who is regarded as such by people. And thus the knowledge which also includes the knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation is often not found there either. This knowledge will only be possessed by people who receive it from me myself as my appointed servants in order to now also be able to work successfully for me and my kingdom. The way in which it is imparted to him depends on the mission he is given. He can receive it directly from me but also through my messengers on earth, i.e., it can be conveyed to him through human mouths through which I myself speak when the conditions are fulfilled which require working in my vineyard. A true servant of God will also be instructed by me myself, and this instruction also includes the knowledge of the eternal plan of salvation, because only this makes a living advocacy of the truth to fellow human beings possible. What a person preaches is to be understood and justified by himself. If he is to work successfully for me and my kingdom, he first has to make himself credible to his fellow human beings as a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence. Thus he has to have logical reasons for love as well as for wisdom and omnipotence, which presuppose knowledge of everything that has a connection with me, the creatures and the whole of creation. And therefore I instruct my servants myself, yet only when they have attained a certain maturity of soul through a way of life according to my will, thus have become receptive to my instruction. This is why this knowledge cannot be received in a school-like manner. Instead, this knowledge requires the awakening of the spirit in the human being. Otherwise it can certainly be heard with the ears but not grasped with the heart. And by this again a true servant of God on earth can be recognized that his knowledge surpasses the knowledge received in school. Thus it is, so to speak, additional knowledge which cannot be taught from outside but comes to the human being from within, even if it has been conveyed to him from outside. As long as it remains incomprehensible to a person that he rejects it, the spirit within him is not yet permitted to be active. It is still slumbering because it has not been brought to awakening through a way of life and love, which is my will, has not brought him to awakening. Until then, however, this person cannot instruct others either, since he does not know the most important thing himself, the reason for my working in the entire universe, the purpose and meaning of creation and the purpose and aim of earthly life as a human being. My eternal plan of salvation, which underlies everything that exists and happens in the universe. The knowledge of my plan of salvation is the crowning glory. It is the evidence of an awakened spirit and also the evidence of the calling as my servant and worker for me and my kingdom. Anyone who is called by me as a servant of God will also possess this knowledge. He will gladly and joyfully accept it as truth if it is imparted to him from outside, because then it is I myself who gives him this knowledge as soon as I deem him suitable to work for me. For the spirit in him now guides his thinking and feeling, and thus he is also able to judge, because at the same time as knowledge he also receives the ability to recognize, as well as he lives in accordance with my will. Thus, through loving activity, gives the spirit within itself the freedom to express itself. But then he will also be able to instruct his fellow human beings with inner conviction, and his speech will earn him success, He will win souls for the spiritual kingdom because his work is purely spiritual, as well as he is active on earth as my true servant. He will bring souls to me who believe, who did not hear him but me, because my spirit speaks from everyone who voluntarily serves me on earth. Amen.